Here a reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark, beginning in chapter 11 at verse 12. On the following day, after the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. Let's start that over again. This print is really small. Or I'm getting older, probably both. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, Jesus was hungry, seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf. Yeah. He went to see whether perhaps he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard it. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will come to pass, it will be done for you. So I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, let me be honest with you. This is one of those passages that you read and you go, "Ooh, I don't like this." I mean, we've just had the triumphal entry into Jerusalem. They've proclaimed Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. It's been a wonderful arrival in Jerusalem. And then he's hungry, so he goes and he sees this bush, this fig tree, and he says to himself, "I'm hungry. Let's see if anything's on it. There are no figs on it." And so he curses it. But that's not the tree's fault. It's not the tree's fault. It's not the season yet for figs. It's in leaf. It's in leaf, but it's not time for there to be figs on it. And I was struck by this. Why does he curse it? And after this story, between the two halves that I read tonight, in between there is the cleansing of the temple, of the money changers who are in the temple. And his anger is shown there too. And then the next day they go by and they see the tree withered, and Peter remembers it and is surprised and points it out to him. And he says, "If you have faith, whatever you proclaim, whatever you ask for, if you believe in your heart without doubt, it'll be done for you." Now most people say, "Aha! If you want figs from a tree in the wrong season, you don't get them, curse the tree and it should wither." If I want a paycheck a week and a half early, and I don't get it, do I curse my employer? No. Come on, church, say no.
No.
We read these scriptures and we do the dumbest things. That's the church for you. We always do the dumbest things. We're just like these disciples, misunderstanding what Jesus means, misunderstanding what Jesus is doing. We do it all the time. The church hasn't changed in 2,000 years. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So what does it mean? What does this story mean? Why does Jesus do this? And what does he mean in his response? It wasn't the season for figs. He was upset that the tree didn't have any for him. This tells me, this is the thing that just hit me when I was struggling with this one, trying to decide what in the world does he mean by this. It struck me that everything that we do for Jesus, everything we do for God, everything that this Emmaus community does, everything that we do as the Church of Jesus Christ, everything that we as disciples do, everything that we do, every work that we do, flows not from our own natural abilities, flows not from our own natural abilities, but from God. We are like the tree. And if we are expecting to produce fruit of our own strength, our own abilities, we're going to be disappointed. We barely get fig leaves. Barely. If we expect that we can do and be the people that God calls us to do and be, to use a little Methodist language here, if we expect to be moving on to perfection, we better not be looking to ourselves. Amen. We better not be looking to our own strength, to our own knowledge, to our own spirit, to our own soul. We should be looking to God, looking to the means of grace, looking to Scripture, looking to prayer, looking to the hymns of the church, looking to Holy Eucharist, looking to the fellowship together of the family of God. Not to ourselves, not to our own abilities, not to our own strengths, but to God. If we are depending upon ourselves and not upon God, if we are depending upon our own strength, our own understanding, our own abilities, and not upon God, then we too will fail. The production of fruit, the production of good works in the family of God, is not something that we lift or wrench or pull out of ourselves. It is a gift of God that comes to us through the many means of grace, which we then call to share with others. We are here tonight not because of some natural part of ourselves that wants to get together and sing songs and be kind of sweaty and humid in a room like this out in the middle of the country, is it? That's not why we're here. We're here to fellowship, to be fed by the grace of God, but most importantly, to be a spiritual miracle fig tree, growing fruit out of season, so that the pilgrims on this walk may come and pick and know the love of God. Amen. We can't produce it on ourselves, by ourselves, through our own strength, through our own abilities, by our own understandings. We cannot produce fruit, meat for eternal life, by our own power. Only through the grace of God living in us by the power of the Holy Spirit can we live the life of the disciple, the life of the Christian, the life of one called to proclaim the good news. Only by the grace of God can we produce fruit out of season. When Jesus comes to look at you, will Jesus see just your fig leaves covering up, or will Jesus see fruit out of season? Will Jesus see your temple filled with money changers, or will Jesus see a temple of God dedicated to God's worship, dedicated to the Holy Spirit? When Jesus comes and looks at you and your lives, will Jesus see a tree with leaves, Or will Jesus see a tree with miracle fruit? Fruit that is to be given to others. Fruit that tonight we will give when we lift our candles high and sing the Jesus, Jesus song and show forth the love of God to these pilgrims on this walk. What will Jesus see in our lives tonight? What will the pilgrims see? The fruit of God's love or the bare leaves of human effort? I encourage us this evening to drink deeply of the means of grace, of the word proclaimed, of the prayers prayed, of the bread and the cup in the Holy Eucharist. Allow the real presence of Jesus to fill your life anew, transform you anew into a new living representation of the fruit of God, into the new living representation of the real presence of Jesus for others. Allow your substance, who you are, to be transformed into the very body of Christ. Come to the table of the Lord tonight. Eat and drink with faith, knowing that when Jesus looks at you, He will not have words of curse, but words of blessing, because we will be a blessing of fruit to these pilgrims. Come and allow Jesus to transform your heart, your soul, your mind, and give you the strength to be miracle fruit for others. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And let God's people say, Amen.
Been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.